This is JIS News. Coming up, government pension payments to increase. Gaming industry generates $4.5 billion in government revenue, and Jamaica to increase clinker exports to Venezuela. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Approximately 27,000 of the 34,000 government pensioners are slated to receive increased payments totaling $500 million by November. Minister with responsibility for the public service in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Harris Daly, says this increase was provided for in the 2014-2015 budget and is being paid to beneficiaries deemed eligible, including spouses and dependents of deceased public servants. In the meantime, the Accountant General's Department and the Registrar General's Department will sign a Memorandum of Understanding later this month to facilitate the sharing of critical information needed to verify whether a pensioner is alive or deceased.
They are going to sign an MOU between both of them to set up a platform so that when there's a death, it is registered, it's easy to access, so that the Accountant General is not paying the pension to persons who are already dead.
It is anticipated that the MOU will help reduce the administrative costs associated with the quarterly submission of life certificates, a requirement for all government pensioners. The MOU should also reduce the frequency with which pension payments are withheld or suspended due to non-submission of the life certificate. The government has received an intake of over $4.5 billion from the gaming industry for the fiscal year 2013-2014. This includes revenue from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission and the Jamaica Racing Commission, and monies paid into the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund and the Consolidated Fund. Minister with responsibility for the public service in the Ministry of Finance, Harris Daly, says the amount represents an increase of 11% over the previous fiscal year.
This is not the kind of revenue intake in the economy that any sensible administration can ignore. Thus, the required efforts are being deployed in order to guarantee the highest level of integrity, transparency, and profitability within this industry.
Minister Daly says the main policy objectives of the government are to facilitate integrity and job creation in the gaming industry while strengthening the regulatory framework. The government will also seek to ensure the protection of investors from illegal operators. Discussions on a new agreement to supply Venezuela with an additional amount of clinker, a cement product, is far advanced. Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the agreement will see the Caribbean Cement Company Limited supplying the Venezuelan government with an additional 240,000 tons of clinker at the intermediate stage over a further 18-month period. Mr. Paulwell says the extended deal, being facilitated under the Petrocaribe Trade Compensation Mechanism, will be worth approximately $20.5 million.
The initial clinker deal required that Carib Cement exported approximately 100,000 tons of clinker to Venezuela, and that was valued at $8.5 million. Therefore, the total package that we are seeking now, which will go over 18 months, will be valued at close to $30 million.
Minister Paulwell says the trade mechanism with Venezuela can serve as a catalyst to expanded trade relations between both countries. He was speaking in Parliament Tuesday as he closed the 2014-2015 sectoral debate. And public sector employees are being urged to support the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. Management consultant and motivational speaker Dr. Nsumbi Jaja made the appeal at an empowerment session for public sector workers Tuesday, where she noted that Jamaicans can find transformational cause in the long-term development plan.
This Vision 2030, when you start focusing on this and you find your little role in it, because whether you have a job or you don't have a job, the fact that you live on this little rock here, it means that you're a part of this thing, you know. But if you see Jamaica as a beautiful place, the place of choice to live, to raise your family, to work and to do business, and you're looking for all of those opportunities, believe me, it is going to come.
The empowerment session was under the theme Transformation and Renewal for a Better Tomorrow. It is part of projects being executed by Civil Servant of the Year 2013 and Director of Production at the Jamaica Information Service, Enthrus Campbell. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.